The Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, read by Duncan Steen. Book 1. From my grandfather Verus, I learned good morals and the government of my temper. From the reputation and remembrance of my father, modesty and a manly character. From my mother, piety and beneficence, and abstinence, not only from evil deeds, but even from evil thoughts. And further, simplicity in my way of living, far removed from the habits of the rich. From my great-grandfather, not to have frequented public schools, and to have had good teachers at home, and to know that on such things a man should spend liberally. From my tutor, to be neither of the green nor of the blue party at the games in the circus, nor a partisan either of the Parmularius or the Scutarius at the gladiators' fights. From him, too, I learned to endure pain, and to want little, and to work with my own hands, and not to meddle with other people's affairs, and not to be ready to listen to slander. From Diognetus, not to get excited about trifling things, and not to give credit to what was said by miracle workers and sorcerers about incantations and driving away demons and such things, and not to breed quails for fighting, nor to give myself up to a passion for such things, and to allow people to have their say, and to have become intimate with philosophy, and to have gone to hear Bacchius, and then Tandarsis, and Marcianus, and to have written essays in my youth, and to have been happy with a plank bed and a hide for covering, and whatever else goes with the Greek discipline. From Rusticus, I received the impression that my character required improvement and discipline, and from him I learned not to be led astray into over-elaborate prose, not writing with my head in the clouds, nor delivering little encouraging talks, nor talking up the practice of austerities or good works, and to abstain from rhetoric and poetry and fine writing, and not to walk about in the house in my outdoor dress, nor to do other things of the kind, and to write letters in a simple style, like the letter which Rusticus himself wrote from Sinuessa to my mother. And with respect to those who have offended me by words or done me wrong, to be easily disposed to be pacified and reconciled, as soon as they have shown a readiness to be reconciled, and to read carefully, and not to be satisfied with a superficial understanding of a book, nor hastily to give my assent to those who talk overmuch. And I am indebted to him for being acquainted with the discourses of Epictetus, which he communicated to me out of his own collection. From Apollonius I learned freedom of will and undeviating steadiness of purpose, and to take no other viewpoint, even for a moment, but that of reason, and to be always the same in sharp physical pain, on the occasion of the loss of a child, and in long illness, and to see clearly, in his own example, that the same man can be both most resolute and yielding, and not peevish in giving his instruction, and have had before my eyes a man who clearly considered his experience and his skill in expounding philosophical principles as the smallest of his merits. And from him I learned how to receive from friends what might be esteemed favours, without being either put in an awkward position by them, or letting them pass unnoticed.